AccuWeather forecast says clouds will be on the increase today. We'll have a high around 58. One accident involved two vehicles just after 9 o'clock at Taylor and Durand Avenues on the southwest side of Racine, resulting in relatively minor injuries to a couple of people. But that was followed moments later by a second accident nearby involving a pair of trucks, and then there was a third reported accident. With the original crash, a metal streetlight pole came down, leading to exposed wires. Because of all the emergency vehicles and the downed pole, that entire intersection, a major travel point on the city's southwest side, was clogged up. It led to detours and traffic backups for some time. Then around 10 o'clock this morning, Caledonia Fire Rescue personnel responded to a single vehicle rollover crash at Highway 38 and Nicholson Road, the male victim suffering injuries serious enough to warrant flight for life and a trip to Frederick Hospital. The next 3 months are going to be a peak period for traffic crashes in Wisconsin, that according to state traffic officials. Don Leiden is with the Bureau of Transportation Safety Office in Madison. Many seasonal factors, he says, involved with the uptick, and no secret formula or special equipment to try and help keep you safe.
It really just comes down to common sense and safe driving habits. It starts with buckling up. If you're taking a longer trip, check the forecast and the road conditions. If it's raining or snowing or dark outside, or if perhaps you're in an area that you know deer frequent, reduce your speed to match the travel conditions.
And that speed is a critical thing, especially when the weather and road conditions are less than ideal. Long-span steel beams that'll comprise the roof trusses of the new arena in downtown Milwaukee arriving today by boat at the Port of Milwaukee for the new Bucks downtown arena. Many of those beams are over 50 feet long, shipped from Wisconsin-based Merrill Iron and Steel in Schofield, where they were cut and detailed to meet the arena's design specs. 714,000-square-foot arena targeted to open for the 2018-19 NBA season. A forum Sunday night at the Racine Labor Center on the impact of Donald Trump's presidential election win and what it's going to mean to the future of immigration issues, plus the immediate impact of reporting bullying in school classrooms. Christine Newman-Ortiz with Voces de la Frontera talking about organizing and a platform fighting back against what might be coming after January 20th.
We're not the only group that's being targeted. The groups includes many, but certainly have been targeted very directly. Muslim community, women, LGBTQ, people of color, and working people, including some of the white voters that voted for Trump with the idea that he was going to serve them, will see the backlash in terms of their living standards in this new post-Trump election period.
Racine Mayor John Dickert said this city will protect against discrimination, and while urging all incidents to be reported, he admitted nothing is known at this point what lies ahead with the new administration.
What we have to do is we have to reevaluate what we're going to do according to what they're going to do. And right now, I have absolutely no idea what these folks are going to do. I wish I could give you an answer, but I really am going to give you an honest one. I have no idea. But I will tell you, like I said, we will fight injustice every chance we get. And if they're going to start pulling people, residents out of our community, and trying to send them back home illegally or legally, obviously we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we keep our families together.
There's more information available from Voces de la Frontera. Milwaukee World Festival Incorporated today announcing that the Red Hot Chili Peppers will play the Marcus Amphitheater the opening night of Summerfest next year on June the 28th. In addition, pop rebel Pink will headline the Marcus Amphitheater July 2nd. It's been more than 10 years since either played Summerfest. Tickets for Pink go on sale through Ticketmaster beginning Friday, November the 18th, 10 a.m., same day at noon for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's the 50th anniversary of Summerfest. It'll run June the 28th through July 2nd, and then July the 4th through the 9th, closed on July 3rd. A man trying to break up a fight involving several teenage girls in Racine Sunday afternoon had to be taken to the hospital by fire department paramedics with non-life-threatening injuries after he was run over by an SUV. This happened in the 1500 block of Boyd Avenue, the vehicle driven reportedly by one of the teens involved. Police indicate Eric Ellis intervened in the brawl between several girls right out in the middle of the street. Witnesses had one girl chasing Ellis with a hammer, and after he took the weapon away, she got into her SUV and ran him over. The initial reports from the scene indicated the vehicle ran him over, then backed up, and then ran over him again. Kenosha's homeless shelter through the Shalom Center is planned for an opening next year. For now, though, it is the continued rotation of churches to help those in need this winter. Same situation in Janesville, where the rotating men's weekly shelter program is going to be ending after word that a permanent location has been found. Janesville has what is called the Gifts Men Shelter. It opened in 2007. Everything gets packed up on Sunday morning, loaded into a trailer, then it's driven to the next shelter site. Gifts recently closed on a property that'll transform into a permanent location. Racine has a temporary homeless shelter right now that's operating at the old Lincoln Lutheran Building in Lincoln Park. Plans are for creating a permanent location next year. Well, through generations of bipartisan action, nearly 20% of the land in Wisconsin is protected as part of the state's heritage of natural resources.
Wisconsin also has a history of strong conservation efforts, with scores of groups dedicated to preserving natural habitat and wildlife in the Badger State. Although the presidential election has brought to the forefront the deep divisions within the country, Colin O'Mara, president and CEO of the National Wildlife Federation, says preservation of this heritage can help bring together diverse segments of society.
These natural resource issues really aren't Republican or Democratic issues. They're simply American issues.
He says areas such as clean energy, technology to reduce emissions, even forestry and agriculture practices offer a chance for bipartisan action to protect the land and wildlife. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
The streets of Racine were lined with bricks years ago, and all but five blocks on the southeast side are paved with asphalt or concrete of varying ages. The Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon in room 303 at City Hall. That'll involve a public hearing on a request for the designation of College Avenue from 14th Street south to DeKoven Avenue, the last remaining brick streets in Racine, to be designated as an historic artifact. The nominating form, prepared by the commission's Donald Schumacher, notes that College Avenue was originally built with bricks 119 years ago, and it is the largest historic district in the state. The meeting notice does not list any action being taken by the Landmarks Commission. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says he has complete confidence in that nonprofit that runs the county-owned camper center. It came under fire again at the county board meeting last week, supporters having to beat back attempts to cut funding. The rub continues to be apparently a long-standing dispute about operational issues and local catering companies. Cruiser telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that Kemper Center Incorporated is working with the county to make some changes.
There are some issues that were brought up that I think we can move forward on. Some people want to continue to rehash dry cement. I like working on wet cement. Let's move forward. What are the things we need to change? The whole gotcha politics on this, that, and the other thing, and what happened in 1998 and 2001, it's 2016 and going to be 2017, and we're moving forward. The organization is strong.
Kenosha County bought the one-time girls' school property on the lakeshore in 1976. It has contracted out those operations ever since. President-elect Donald Trump deciding on Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus to be his White House Chief of Staff.
It's an operations role and it's an advisory role. So running the White House, everything from protocol to the daily routine to communications, policy, the president's agenda in Congress.
Priebus telling Fox News, Fox and Friends that the president-elect personally asked him about the job and he was honored by that request. Priebus to work with the Vice President-elect Mike Pence and the transition team. And Amazon is going to have to pay back parents whose children made unauthorized purchases at the online retailer's app store, according to a federal judge's ruling, which stems from a 2014 scenario in which the Federal Trade Commission requested a court order against Amazon when it failed to adopt a more Apple-like policy about app purchases. WRJN newscasts are available in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. WRJN news updates and status reports are on Twitter at WRJN News and WRJN now on FM at 98.1 in Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine. The proposed budget for 2017 in the Village of Mount Pleasant is up for a public hearing tonight at 6 o'clock. A vote on the spending plan scheduled during the regular board meeting that is supposed to start at 6:30. With some recent recalculating, the budget now calls for a tax rate of $7.84 per thousand of assessed valuation, 31 cents more than for this fiscal year. Some village taxpayers may have a few things to say about it, and then some of the board members are expected to maybe try and trim the budget even further. The regular meeting will include a closed session to appoint an interim community development director to replace Logan Martin. He took a job in the private sector and the criteria for the posting of that job. There's also contracts for non-union village employees and discussion about the firefighters' contract regarding future police union contract talks. Kenosha's all-inclusive Dream Playground, which has been closed most of this year due to safety concerns and flooring issues that needed some additional work, is now on the verge of reopening at Petsky Park. Council committees, two of them, have the bill paying on their agendas for tonight. The Board of Parks, first at 5 p.m., Alderman Rocco LaMacchia guaranteeing approval, telling the Kenosha News the city is happy with the repair work. And the Public Works Committee has the item on its agenda. Rush Construction and Engineering of Kenosha did that work, a cost of about $551,000. One major concern for law enforcement is the possibility of being injured while working along state streets and highways. State Patrol Major Tim Hubrecht says that drivers who are traveling too fast or they're distracted can turn a simple routine traffic incident into a tragedy.
They may be distracted within the vehicle, whether it's changing a radio station, talking to someone inside the vehicle, you know, paying attention to their children. Those are the types of things that can cause emergency vehicles to be struck. We want people to focus on their driving at all times.
This is National Traffic Incident Response Month. Toyota settling with owners of some of its pickup and SUVs.
$3.4 billion is the amount Toyota will pay to settle a class action lawsuit brought by U.S. pickup truck and SUV owners whose vehicles lacked adequate rust protection. Court filings show the settlement covers 1.5 million vehicles. It applies to Tacoma trucks made from 2005 to 10, Sequoias from 2005 to 2008, and Tundras from 2007 to 2008. Marlis Majerus, Washington.
One accident involving two vehicles just after 9 o'clock this morning at Taylor and Durant Avenues resulted in relatively minor injuries for a couple of people, but that was followed moments later by a second accident nearby involving a pair of trucks and then a third reported accident. With the original crash, a metal streetlight pole came down that led to some exposed wires in the area. Now, because of all the emergency vehicles and the downed power pole, that entire intersection, a major travel point on the southwest side, got clogged up. It led to detours and traffic backups for a time. Around 10 o'clock or so this morning, Caledonia Fire Rescue personnel had to go out to a single vehicle rollover crash at Highway 38 and Nicholson Road. The male victim suffered injuries serious enough to warrant flight for life and a trip to Frederick Hospital. Holiday shopping season already in progress, even though the so-called Black Friday mob scene still more than a week away. Many stores offering layaway, and according to State Bureau of Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen.
Stores have been pretty good about taking care of consumers, but it is one of those situations that's a real convenience for people who want to be kind of on a payment program and buying their holiday gifts.
She's urging shoppers get the merchant's layaway policy in writing and keep receipts on payments made regarding the merchandise. Milwaukee World Festival Incorporated today announcing that the Red Hot Chili Peppers will play the Marcus Amphitheater the opening night of Summerfest 2017, which is June the 28th. And Pop Rebel Pink will headline the Marcus Amphitheater stage July 2nd. It's been more than 10 years since either one has played Summerfest. Tickets for Pink go on sale through Ticketmaster beginning Friday, November the 18th at 10 in the morning, same day at noon for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Nobody got all the winning numbers in the Powerball lottery game jackpot over the weekend, so the top prize for the drawing Wednesday night will be at least $293 million. Cash value option, $185 million. And Tony Romo, Burlington's favorite son, will be back in uniform next Sunday when the Dallas Cowboys host the Baltimore Ravens. Don't look for him to be playing, however. The Cowboys are atop the NFC East. No signs of slowing down. The reason? Rookie Dak Prescott. Yesterday against Pittsburgh, 319 yards, two touchdowns, a 35-30 victory. Oh, and by the way, the weather's going to be changing, looks like. The Twin Cities, according to the latest reports, could have its first snowfall later this week. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.